Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This episode of Here for the Wrong Reasons is sponsored by Small Passports. Every month, we teach your kids all about the world by sending them packages full of a bunch of little disposable crap that they will scatter all over the house and never, ever clean up.
Are we still...
We're doing it for real this time. This is it.
It's going down for real.
What is that?
It's that,
I don't know any of the hip. I don't know any of the hip songs.
It's going. I mean, do you want me to sing it again?
Yeah, of course I do.
What? It's like letters.
Sounds like you don't know it that
GDFR,
well.
GDFR, going down for real.
Going down for real.
You know that song. I'm just not singing it well. It's like,
I think you're singing it well. Oh, it's that one. It goes,
okay.
I was going to sing Two Tickets to Paradise in honor of Eddie Money. May God have mercy on his soul.
I'm going to play it on my computer just so you can hear it. But first, everybody gets to listen to this commercial for Stadia.
All right, let's hear it. We'll put a real clip in.
You know this song.
I don't know this.
Hang on, wait for the chorus.
Okay, here.
I just want everyone to know that I made a bunch of really funny jokes and Ryan fucked me and had stopped the podcast.
I fucked you up the ass. I stopped it because I was going to put the clip in.
You stopped it because you were jealous of my jokes.
Yeah, that's why. That's correct.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And it's
sorry,
not
guys.
So that I could put the... Why didn't you just make the joke again?
Because it's not as funny if you have to make it again.
Okay.
It's not as funny. You
it's
know
new
it's
to
not.
To the listener.
It's not.
You know, they didn't hear it the first time.
Even the listener can tell.
This is a swarmed over joke. They
give
can
the
tell.
Listener credit. They know.
They're smart. Our listeners are smart. Speaking
it's
of
what
our...
what I teach in my poetry workshops. Don't hold the reader's hand.
I see. Yeah.
Give the listener credit.
This is a good lesson for us. A little workshop.
Tune
right
in
here.
For my off-season poetry podcast.
Well, we need something in the off-season. I guess should we go ahead and announce our plan?
13 ways of looking at The Bachelor. A man and a woman are one. A man and a woman and Chris Harrison are one.
Do we want to announce our off-season episode plan?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it a plan?
It's a plan.
It's a jam plan.
So we've got a episode that we're planning on doing. It's an Ask Us Anything episode.
Special episode.
We're trying to give you some off-season content because we have nothing to do with our lives.
Nobody will interview with us.
It's not going to be a week every week because, good Lord, we're exhausted.
We were thinking that we might do a little bit of a book club episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where we read Amanda Stanton's. You know, depending on how much content there is, we could do a couple of episodes because there's Amanda Stanton's book. Mm-hmm. There's,
I like this All the Tell-All books.
What's the Georgia girl that also dated Josh? Andy's
Tell-All, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we get some of these tell-alls, and we may need, there's going to be so much content in each of these books, we may need multiple episodes to really do a rich literary analysis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other idea that we have, yeah, if y'all are into it.
They're going to be into it.
Super
hit them with this.
It. This
hit
is going to be like a 3-episode arc. Yeah, y'all send us questions about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, about our marriage.
It's a ask us anything.
We will answer 100% honestly.
With any question you got for us. So you can tweet us or you can email us at hereforthewrongreasons@gmail.com. We've got both of those contacts in the show notes. So
and
send
we're
them
on Instagram, so you can also slide into our DMs. But be forewarned that if you do that, we will try to fuck you.
Absolutely.
Because that's what having a podcast is all about.
No, it's you can fuck them. Also, we do.
You can, but I don't think you should.
But we do.
Yeah.
But we did. Yeah, so what do we want to give a timeline? Let's get these questions by October 1st.
Oh, okay. You're setting a hard date, huh?
Yeah, well, people aren't going to do it otherwise.
October 1st, that's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, people are they're not going to do it past like 3 days after this episode comes out anyways.
If we don't get any questions because we're losers and y'all don't care about us beyond just our insight on The Bachelor, Ryan and I are going to make up our own questions, mm-hmm, and pretend that people send them in, like on Instagram when people are like, I've gotten a lot of questions about my skincare routine.
I've gotten a lot of questions about how great Sugar Bear vitamins are.
Yeah. Hey guys, I've gotten a lot of questions about how I've gotten my hair to look this healthy. I found a great product. It is Sugar Bear Vitamins.
Well, and we make up.
Yeah, do Sugar Bear Vitamins still exist?
I don't
know. Like nobody hawks them anymore.
Yeah, well, we hawk them. Buy Sugar Bear Vitamins.
We hawking. Hamilton fact.
Hamilton.
Everything's legal in New Jersey.
And when we make up those fake questions too, they're going to be like pointed questions about our marriage.
Yeah.
That we're going to ask each other like, oh, listener Jenny from North Dakota wants to know why Ryan is so passive all the time. Yeah, well, speaking of our listeners, we've got some shout outs.
Oh, we've got shout-outs.
We've got shout-outs. So Laura P., an English teacher, left us a very thoughtful and heartfelt review.
Well-structured.
Super awesome. Well-structured. Had a narrative arc to it.
Had a really strong thesis.
Yeah, a lot of topic sentences in every single paragraph.
Loved it.
Yeah, awesome. Great job. We got some nice emails. Jessica gave us an update on Dean's van. Said he's living in a like Mercedes-Benz van.
Which is bullshit.
No wonder Kaylin enjoys the van life. Mm-hmm. Basically living in an RV. I pictured like a beat up old like Volkswagen.
I actually thought maybe it was an RV. Like that when that it got spun as a van, but that ultimately it was an RV. So I am pleased to it's like Kate Gosselin's like Mercedes van that she used to schlep all her
all
kids
those
around.
Kids around. Yeah, Dean and Kay Gosselin should do theirs. Your spinoff show. Vanity.
Just Dean and Kate.
Dean and Kate driving around.
Dean and Kate plus 7, because that one kid refuses to live with her now.
I mean, is it only one? You know that when you have that many kids and put them on TV, is this your boss again?
No, this is our listener, Rachel. Please stop texting
me. Listen to the put your phone down and listen.
Rachel is texting me about a player piano. Rachel, I do not care.
Nobody wants to hear about this right now.
Sorry, did you want to hear that?
Hear
the
what?
Date? It's just the one. It's Colin.
Oh, okay. He's
got
one
sent
of the
off to
six?
Like, he's one of the septuplets.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sent off to like a Swiss boarding
got,
school.
So, no, that's too fancy. He got sent off to, I think, like a military school.
Oh, sure.
For behavioral issues. That I'm only thinking about it, because you made... Well, no, I guess... I made the first reference to it, didn't I? Mm-hmm. It was in Us Weekly this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he got sent to like, because parents always threaten to do that, but Kate actually sent her kid to military boarding school.
She did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
should we do a like off-season John and Kate plus 8 podcast?
No,
are you here for that?
Not, no,
I might be here for that.
Under no circumstances am I here for that. That show, before they had their divorce... That show was basically Costanza's pitch of like a show about nothing. An episode would be like, what'd you do? You took one of your kids to Red Robin? All right, that's
a
show.
Well, first of all, no. When you have 8 kids, you don't ever take one of your kids.
They did.
Anywhere.
They took like one of their kids.
What
I don't know, one of the ones we watched.
Okay.
Or like, we watch an episode of Planet Earth. That's a show. Us watching TV.
Oh my God. That is not
what
they did.
Yeah, that is exactly what they did. Name
one.
Well,
then why were you watching it?
Because we watched it together.
No, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't watching it on my own.
Okay.
Question name...
from Jim Jones.
From cult leader Jim Jones, back from the dead.
When is Ryan going to grow a pair and just do what he wants instead of, like, why do you don't have to watch it with me? Except
well,
you,
this was like 10 years ago.
This is it was exactly 10 years ago because fun fact, it's not that fun, but it is a fact. Ryan and I were huge fans of the show when we were in graduate school in Indiana. And when we were engaged, and I guess even dating, I started watching that show because I had a student that wrote a paper on them.
That's right. Yeah.
So then we started watching it and got, Ryan was super into it.
Oh, I was way into it. I wonder what show they're going to watch this week.
Okay. I feel like this is like that time when you made fun of Pretty Little Liars and then it ended up that you were texting your girlfriend about all these like plot twists and, hey, who's your favorite Pretty Little Liar?
Hey, so, which of the 6 septuplets is your favorite septuplet?
You don't have to watch these shows.
Continue on with your story.
I don't even know where I was going with it.
We were both, and I know where you were going
the
with
fun
it.
Fact was that the bombshell of them splitting happened right like the night of our honeymoon.
Yeah,
the
we were
first
in
night.
The Turks and Caicos
and
watching
I was like,
them get divorced.
We gotta watch this shit.
Yeah.
So
and
that's what we did on our honeymoon.
The saddest fucking thing that's ever been on TV.
Well, it was raining on our honeymoon and frankly, I'm not having sex 4 times in a windmill. So, there's only so much that you can
do. Well, but we weren't even in a windmill. I feel like maybe the wind power gave Peter some extra stamina.
Yeah.
Renewables, guys.
So maybe that's why I have a soft spot for John and Kate, because I felt like they were on our honeymoon with us.
They were splitting up as we were getting together. Oh, it's the circle of life. No, it was my feeling was that it was super boring until all of a sudden it got like incredibly sad.
I don't watch Batman movies because I think they fucking suck.
Sure.
And I refuse to watch Star Wars because I think it's stupid. If you think that John and Kate plus 8 is stupid, don't fucking watch it.
I don't watch it. We haven't watched it in a decade.
Okay.
Okay, so back to...
Got a little bit off track.
Back to what... This is that freewheeling. Well, nothing happened in this.
Actually, our podcast in this off season is just going to be us yelling at
our
each
fights,
other.
Our fights, just marital fights. Yeah. Okay, so we got a nice email from Beth laughing at one of my jokes. Thanks, Beth.
Glad somebody can do that.
Yes.
Somebody's there.
Glad someone's filling that need
what
for me.
What joke was it?
She liked the little opening teaser about the teamy, which was inspired by you.
I did come up with that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Beth.
Yeah, she liked the semicolon joke, which was my add-on.
Okay.
What? I'm just saying.
No, sure. Yeah. Sure. You're the
this
funny
is,
one.
No, we're both the funny ones. People love you're the one that tells it like it is.
Oh.
According to
giving
our
you a hard time.
Yeah, but I take it in stride. I have really thick skin. Sarah sent opinions about Caitlin on the show. I think she's gonna agree with you. We'll get around to it. Robin saw Elon Gale at the Mountain Goat Show.
How do you pronounce his name? Ellen? Is it Ellen DeGeneres?
It's Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Shout out to also, on that note, our listener Nathaniel, who loves the Mountain Goats.
Yes, I was saying it's a real convergence of things Nathaniel loves.
Yeah.
The Bachelor and the Mountain Goats.
Elon Gale is OML, hashtag on
it.
My list.
Yeah, he's the producer that's
cute.
Not a piece of shit,
and
right?
He seems like super cool
right,
and funny,
funny,
and like
yeah.
They all love him.
Yeah. Yep.
And I love him too.
Yeah, you're one of them who loves him.
I wonder if Elon Gale is married.
He was there with his girlfriend.
Damn it.
At the Mountain Goat Show. Yeah. But I mean, that can be broken.
That doesn't
up.
Stop
yeah.
me. Yeah.
We got a big shout out to our fan Julie, who kicked ass on Wheel of Fortune on Monday.
Yes.
Yes, she did. She
I'd solved. Like to buy a vowel.
She was buying vowels like a fucking boss in there. In the end, she did not win, though she solved most of the puzzles.
And then an old lady came in to just steal it away.
I know, some old biddy who wouldn't give her a high five earlier in the show.
Thanks a lot, yeah. Elise. Is that you?
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
I've waited 95 years to come on this show. I met Pat Sajak as a girl.
Oh, we danced and danced at the speakeasy.
He was my first cotillion escort.
Also, you know, we haven't watched Wheel of Fortune in years. Pat Sajak is no Alec Trebek.
He never has been, never will be. Fuck you, Pat Sajak.
So yeah, good job, Julie. She also donates to veterans and homeless pets, so she's better than the rest of us.
Cool.
Shout out to Buckhurst, England, and our one listener there in honor of the Downton Abbey movie that's coming
out. Good day, mate.
Mr. Bates.
Mr. Bates.
Are you coming back for a movie that nobody really wants?
Okay. Well, we're going to get a bad review about that.
Yep, we sure are.
This is another one. If you don't like Downton Abbey, don't watch it. I feel like you sat there for the last like three seasons of it and just bitched.
Downton Abbey was fine. Oh, it was fine. Man. Like, you were really on board at the end.
I like the Dowager.
Yeah, sure.
I like...
the Dowager Countess is great. That tart tongue of hers.
She tells it like
she
it is.
She does. She's like you in, you know, another 70 years.
Okay. All right.
No, it was a fine show. I was thinking that I would put a bunch of spoilers in, but I don't remember what happened.
Spoiler alert, that one guy dies in a fiery car crash just after he had his first baby.
Oh man, the tragedy.
It's a real, it is a real, what's that short story again? The Gift of the Magic.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's not. I guess it's just a tragedy.
Isn't it ironic?
Nope, Don't you think?
Okay, 15 minutes in and we haven't mentioned a single thing that happened on this episode.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, all right. So how do you want to even handle this? Do you want to go chronologically?
I say we blow through most of the content.
Yeah.
And just then we can talk about kind of general feelings on the season and how everything ended.
I like your plan. You got a good plan. Okay, so you want to take each of these couples in turn?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I also didn't feel like there were any... The only surprise, I guess, was Clay and Nicole. Although, dude, I saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
So first we get... The first three couples are Clay and Nicole, Dylan and Hannah, and Demi and Christian. And they all feel good. But Katie and Chris are struggling.
They're on the struggle bus. It's the struggle bus, yeah.
She says that she doesn't know where Chris is feeling, but then he's like, I feel like I'm falling in love with you, and it's all good.
It's all good. That's good enough.
And she's like, let's bone.
Time to go to the bone
zone.
Time
to take me to Pound Town.
Population me.
The bone zone.
The bone zone. Okay. Yeah. At least I didn't say the boof zone. Well, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
From last. Not only does that not rhyme, but it's not correct.
Time to get a little DD.
That's for our listener David, who may not be our listener anymore.
Yeah. David, if you listen.
Maybe Jessica listens.
That was for you, big guy.
Yep.
All right, Hannah and Dylan also take it to the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been taking it to the Boom Boom Room since like day three.
Yeah. The only thing that Hannah and Dylan seem like, I think they just had to throw a little bit of tension into every relationship. And Hannah and Dylan's is that they kind of leave it on a little bit of a cliffhanger where Hannah is saying that she wants their friends and family involved in the process of like engagement. And
yeah.
I think it's one of those things where she's just like, I feel weird getting engaged if you, we haven't even met each other's families.
Right. And also we've known each other for 4 weeks.
Well, that's not it though.
It's, yeah, that's not the problem. Not yeah.
That we've only dated for 3 weeks. And for one of those weeks, I was being a real dick.
Yeah, right. And then I dated about 4 other people before I settled on you.
That she's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. That's no problem at all.
All right. She just needs Dylan to meet her family. Yeah, which, frankly, you sure about that, Hannah? Listeners know what I mean. Am I right?
You know, Hannah didn't rap this whole season.
Single time. Yeah. Not a single goddamn time.
Yeah. I guess, again, she was too busy with Dylan. I expected some kind of rap battle with her and Cam, but twas not to be.
Just like we were saying last week, where you feel like you know these people when they're on the regular season. You don't know them at all.
It's almost like Hannah's not a good rapper. It's almost and doesn't like do it all the time.
Hannah's not the white female Eminem. Also having trouble is Clay and Nicole.
Yeah.
Demi and Christian are fine, by the way. BT dubs. The lesbians are...
They got it covered.
They're just fine. Yeah. They're like, we are emotionally stable.
Right. We can communicate in
our
a healthy
fashion.
Our periods
have synced, so we just steer clear of each other on those weeks.
Yeah, we are good to go.
I know. You know, I mean, I am, I think, you know, pretty firm on the straight end of the spectrum. But man, it would be nice, I think, sometimes.
Sure. Like, to not have to deal with a man?
Yeah.
God.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You're just hanging out with your girl.
Yeah,
and
braiding each other's hair.
Watching Center Stage.
Yeah. Watching John and Kay, but both people like it.
I
One
know.
Isn't pretending that they like it.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine how great it
must
would be.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
It must be nice.
Must be nice. Shout out to our listener, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten who it was, but said we should have done.
Oh, well, this is good.
Should have done. To have Harrison on your side.
Oh, yeah.
That is a, it's a good joke.
And you know
it's
what?
A good joke.
It must be nice to have Harrison on your side.
Because he very clearly takes
sides.
Fucking
Peter the Pilot is our next Bachelor.
Yeah. And for no other reason other than that he lives next to the Bachelor Mansion.
Fuck that
I mean,
shit.
He can just stay at his house.
So, well, I got things to say. You want to hear why I think that Mike isn't the Bachelor?
Because he's dating Demi Lovato.
Well, no, I was going to say racism.
Oh, but, yeah. Also that. Yeah.
No, but...
Mostly that.
But, yeah, I do think... I think that these guys fuck themselves when... If they want to be Bachelor. Like, he might not even want to be Bachelor.
Well, wouldn't you...
Because he's like, I'm dating Demi
Lovato.
Well,
I was
going to
say, like, wouldn't you rather just date Demi
Sorry,
Lovato?
Sorry, I guess I'll take Gigi Hadid instead of, like...
Right, instead of 25 random strangers.
Yeah, this one, like, 23-year-old who is from Alabama.
Yeah.
But... However, if they do want a shot at being the Bachelor, I feel like they're getting screwed over because they get all these celebrities that are after them.
How are you going to say no to that? Yeah.
Gigi Hadid.
Come on, Lovato. Just give America a chance, will you? Well, and of course, the other thing is, like, I'm sure that Tyler and Gigi Hadid went out twice and never again.
No, he was at a funeral of one of her family members.
Whoa, that's serious.
He went to, funeral is like fourth date.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And I'm sorry, but is Mike really going to date Demi Lovato? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe. So what, obviously... She's more famous than Sarah Hyland. I feel like Wells is the one who, like, moved into, like, real celebrity territory by getting, like, a real celebrity girlfriend. And so...
Oh, yeah. He's, like, the pioneer.
Yeah, the pioneer of, like, I'm going to go from this fake celebrity world to your real celebrity world.
Yes, correct.
But Sarah Hyland, though, seemingly a nice person, is, like, a B or C list person.
We've had this discussion before.
Uh-huh.
I'd say that she's a B list celebrity.
Okay. But Demi Lovato's A-list.
I think
all
so.
All the way, yeah.
Yeah, but Demi Lovato is like, has serious addiction problems and had that overdose last year.
Mike's gonna save her. Mike's gonna come in.
Mike's gonna save her with his smile.
Oh. That's all he needs. Who knows? Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Mike is gonna be fine. It's America that's getting screwed over. By having to deal with Peter the Pilot.
I am Pete the Pilot.
I'm the luckiest kid there is.
I'm a real boy.
I got my wings today.
America's getting screwed over four times in a row in the windmill by Peter the Pilot.
It's been, you know, too, I saw a thing on the Twitter sphere. It's been a long time since we've had a bachelor that I stood behind.
Yeah.
Because Colton, I actually ended up liking Colton a lot more than I thought.
Maybe
but I
we'll like
wasn't
Peter.
Excited for him. I did not like Ari, and I wasn't even excited for him. Who came before Ari?
Ben.
Higgins?
Nick Viall, right?
Did we podcast for that?
Yeah.
We did?
We podcasted for Nick.
Gosh.
Yeah, remember?
Gosh.
Yeah, gosh. It seems like ages ago. Because remember, he was the one who finally brought Raven to climax in the Scandinavian. Well, that was a whole geez, Louise.
Geez.
That's not the kind of material we cover on this podcast. It was a whole plot point. It was a real cliffhanger, if you recall.
It feels icky when you say he brought her to climax.
Well, how would you prefer?
I prefer.
I was trying
to
keep it classy.
Oh, it's classy, all right. Yeah, I guess we did podcast for Nick Viall. Anyway, maybe Pete the Pilot will surprise us.
Yeah, hopefully so.
All right, back to Clay and Nicole, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, so Nicole's all in.
Yeah, which we know, lady. You've been talking about it the whole time you're here. Like, you crowned yourself queen of Bachelor in Paradise. Well, guess what? You're not.
Here's a shocker for you. It's a truth bomb.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
The bottom line seemed to be that Clay really likes Nicole and wanted to see where things were going, but somehow Nicole was like, I've been jerked around.
I felt like this was such fucking bullshit, and it made me just really dislike Nicole. And I haven't liked her this whole season. I don't know. I feel like she thinks she's really funny, and I don't find her that amusing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's has not been my favorite.
She thinks her shit don't stink.
Well, yeah. And again, like, it annoyed me that she was being so catty about Angela, especially after having spent so much time on her season, like, crying about being bullied by Onyeka. I don't know. She just annoys me, and I think that she's a little bit hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you know, I was hoping that maybe they would get a happy ending. But you could just tell the way that it was going. What are you doing?
Wiggling? Moving my foot, yeah. Something the listener needs to be
Somebody's
brought in
Somebody's got
on.
The wiggles.
I can't sit still. I'm just so excited and jazzed up to talk about this.
Jazzed up.
This relationship really gets me worked up.
But yeah, I felt like it was total bullshit because Clay, first of all, has never said I love you.
Right.
Like every time she's kind of pushed him on it, I feel like he's been really honest.
Uh-huh.
Of saying like, I want to get there. I feel like maybe I can, but I'm not there yet. Because we have dated for 2 weeks.
Right. And again, because you were interested in other people for 2 weeks before that.
So I just feel like it's total bullshit for Nicole to get so mad and just completely shut down the relationship. Because Clay says, having those feelings, it's not easy for me. I know I'm starting to fall in love with you. I'm not ready to move in together and get down on one knee right now. I just want to take things slow and leave here together.
Perfectly reasonable.
Perfect answer.
Perfect answer. Like, and Nicole says, he fooled me to believe that he was falling in love. Like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, she says,
I totally relate to Angela now because he had no intention of being 100% serious with me.
Ugh. It seemed to be that he liked her and he wanted to see where things were going to go. But Nicole wants a love so deep, the ocean would be jealous.
You know what, Nicole? That's a fucking cliche line.
I was going to say, what would you say to that in a poetry workshop?
I would circle it and write, cliche? Question mark? Can you come up with something that feels a little more fresh or something that I haven't felt like I've seen before?
Does it even deserve the question mark after the cliche? I suppose the question mark is just to be nice.
You always put the question mark so that it's like, just a suggestion.
Yeah, but, you know, this might be a huge fucking cliche.
Is this the...
Sucks? Question mark?
Is this the worst thesis I've ever seen?
I don't know. Could be.
Redundant? Question mark?
Awk? Question mark?
Rephrase? Question mark? She says, you know or you don't. Which, I mean, on one hand,
okay,
I don't agree with.
All right.
I do, devil's advocate. Okay. And
to
even
yourself.
Like, yeah.
Anna v. Anna in an extensive debate.
On the other hand. I mean, I could see in this particular situation that it would be hard where you have couples like Dylan and Hannah, who, whether or not that lasts, like, we'll see, but they at least seem to be all in and like, you just know, like, so mm-hmm. I do understand that it's hard probably to see other couples that are willing to do that so quickly and to not be one of them.
Sure. I do understand that, but those people are full of shit. Like, they're just...
Jade and Tanner are not.
They prove Carly the process works. Not. You could be the next Jade and Tanner. I know. But a lot of those people are very certain, and then weeks later are not so certain anymore. Okay, so Clay and Nicole, so they do not go to the fantasy suite together. Nicole appears to get to stay in the room, the fancy room that they had.
You know...
Clay had to sleep in the lobby.
Also, on a personal note, I also said I love you first, and then you took your sweet ass time.
I did.
In retrospect, you're lucky that I didn't just break up with you.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so. This can go into our questions, couple questions.
Hey, Ryan, why were you such a dick?
That's just an open question.
Looking back on it, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what, you thought you could get better? Is that right?
No, I wanted to be sure. It was a Clay situation. Mm-hmm, I wanted mm-hmm. to be sure that when I said it, that I meant it mm-hmm. and that it was meaningful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it was meaningful.
Yeah. Great.
I don't even remember then when did you finally say it?
Like
2 years later?
No, like a week or two later.
Oh. Yeah. So you needed an extra week.
Well, anyway, we can talk about this off air.
No, I think we should talk about it on air.
Yeah, this is a great time to talk about it.
Put a glass of wine.
13 years later.
And another thing. No, seriously, though. What did that extra week do for you?
I felt like I was in a situation where I didn't want you to think I was just saying it because you said it.
Okay, sure, that makes sense.
No, I because I wanted to say it first, and then you said it first.
Oh, so you were just getting back at me?
No,
for
I wasn't getting back
it.
At you. No. I just felt like it would seem.
You know, if you wanted to say it first, you could have said it.
I could have said it first. I should have done that. I was hoping that that's the way that it would play out, and that's not how it played out.
Anyway, bygones.
Yeah, just
it's all water under the bridge.
All totally forgotten.
All right. Yeah, should we move? I feel like that's it. Like,
so you want to do the engagements?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so
Chris says that he's going to rely on his gut.
Which is a bad idea since you've been fucking puking for the last 3 weeks in Mexico. I would not rely on your gut at this point, Chris.
Turns out his gut told him, hey, dude, propose.
Yeah. Hey, dude, either propose or you shouldn't eat in those nachos.
Wait. Did I skip? So first we get Clay and Angela, right?
Or Nicole.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Clay and Nicole.
Yeah. That's when they have their... So they have a fight before the fantasy
and then they
suite.
Spend their nights alone.
Yeah.
But then they are the first couple on the engagement...
On the engagement rug.
Palapa.
Or whatever it is.
It's not the palapa, is it? Yeah.
It's like a rug of some kind. Yeah.
And basically that conversation plays out where he's just like, I'm not ready.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I also, just side note, I felt like Nicole's tears seemed fake.
Oh, interesting.
They weren't even there. She wasn't even crying in the limo.
This is all dubbed in. We saw what they could do with an edit last week. with Luke S.
All right, so then Chris and Katie get engaged. Mm-hmm. He proposes with a Neil Lane ring and says, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. Well, that's depressing.
That's great.
We might die tomorrow, so fuck it. Let's get engaged.
He also says it's not scary at all to say I'm falling in love with you. So does he say I love you? He really pulls a Ryan, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yep.
And then he says, who'da thunk?
Who'da thunk it?
All right, Dylan proposes to Hannah, and I could be mistaken on this, but I thought that I caught her leaning in to look at the ring before she said yes.
Sure, yeah. Just check out the goods. I mean, we've already talked about how these are like the bargain basement reject Neil Lane rings. So you want to make sure that you're getting at least an okay one.
This is a Neil Lane ring, but Neil is actually spelled N-I-E-L.
It's actually a Neil Lame ring.
Oh. It's Neil Lane's secondary line that he sells at Filene's basement.
It's like a $3 Chuck, but it's not really any good. Okay, so so Hannah has that little moment where she says, I'm terrified of being burned again. And then she's worried that her dad hasn't met Dylan, and he agrees to get on a plane to Alabama that very night. And so she says yes.
And she's like, Blake already did that.
It's been done. You got to do more than that.
All right. So they are engaged. Demi and Christian get engaged. We were wondering who would be doing the proposing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was Demi.
Yeah. But then later Christian. It was Christian. Yeah.
Nice. Both girls got their bling.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You both want a ring, right?
I feel like that's the one downside. Well, also the social stigma and, you know, having to deal with
the challenges of homophobia. Hatred. Right, But the real problem is the ring. The real problem is
that both, you have to be able to afford two diamond rings if you wanted that.
Or you could just get one of those heart necklaces that are broken in half that interlock.
That say best friend.
Yep, and they interlock together. Yeah, two wedding dresses. I assume, you know, people have navigated this at this point. You got to have fucking photographers.
I don't know. I feel like they might need some straight people to straight-splain.
It's a straight eye, yeah. Yeah, we can do your wedding planning for you. No problem.
All right. Demi and Christian are engaged, and then we're donezo.
Yeah.
It's time for the reunion show.
Then we got, 2 hours of reunion? What do you even want to talk
Ryan
about?
Ryan got real
this?
Mad because I tried to fast forward through the part where they introduced everyone.
I don't know who these people are at this point.
All right. I think that we can just blow through some of the bigger topics, right? So like Derek and JPJ kind of hash it out again.
I just think
JPJ is a jerk.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even, he won't apologize to Chris and Crystal.
He says, I think that what happened was unfortunate. That's as close as he can get to an apology.
And they don't really, I don't know. Like it felt a little bit like semantics because Derek is like, I said this. And then JPJ is like, I remember it as this.
Right. Right.
And it's like one shifted verb. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, Tayshia, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, I liked JPJ going in, and there are elements of JPJ that are delightful, but clearly he's got some growing up to do or something. You know, I think some of this is probably stuff you can grow out of. But Tayshia could do a little better.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Haley asks Tajuan to explain what she meant by the pigeon seagull thing.
That makes two of us, Haley.
She says it was a metaphor.
Again, circle that, you know, unclear question mark. There were a lot of birds on the beach.
She's like, I wasn't saying that you're literally a seagull.
Oh, I get it, Tajuan. I got it. Okay, what, Jordan and Christian?
Jordan and Christian start to go at it a little bit even. Because Christian's like, come over here and shake my hand. And I couldn't tell if he really wanted to just put it to bed or if it was like...
I thought it was a, like, prove that you can get close to me and see if I punch you kind of thing. That's the way I read it.
Lift you over my shoulder.
Throw you down again. Yeah. Christian says, you're a bitch, Jordan.
True.
Yeah, true. Jordan had a lot of words of wisdom and insight.
I did appreciate what he was saying, and a couple of people echoed this. Cam tried to, and then he got shut down like a bitch. But Jordan commented on how many people had spoken to each other before the show, and he said, next year for Paradise, stay off Instagram or don't go to Stagecoach. Yeah. And I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about that a lot on the podcast, so I won't go into it too much, but it's really not fun for the viewer because, yeah, like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this. It really happened on both ends of the season in that, first of all, a bunch of stuff happened at Stagecoach. I mean, just send the cameras to Stagecoach next time. Like, honestly, like, make right. that your show. Like, I want to know what's actually going on.
I think they're allowed to film that stuff and put it on TV. It's just Kaylin fucking right. a bunch of people.
Well, and yeah, it's just Blake banging women yeah. back to back.
It's just Blake, like, walking around with his dick out.
But then
is Stagecoach
the,
like Burning Man? Like,
I
what
don't
even
know.
I
yeah,
feel like
people
we should
are...
do a. We should collect funds to do a special live. Here for the Wrong Reasons, live at Stagecoach.
An expose episode. Of Stagecoach. Yes. Yeah, was Blake like...
I'm going to have to bone Dean. And
it's for research purposes.
I don't want purposes. To, but it is yeah. just for the sake of, yeah. you know, keeping the show authentic.
Well, what's going on? Like, is Blake Porky picking it the whole time? Like, what is this? Because I thought it was like a country music festival.
You're not allowed to Porky Pig
at
Burning Man.
Burning Man, right, is the only form of nudity that's banned. It's too
so
disturbing. You can be fully naked, that's fine. But shirt cocking, as
I
it's
mean,
also called.
It is. It yeah. is. Can women do it? Is that also Porky Pigging?
I don't know. Good question. Hmm. Yeah, good question. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little more research. Robin!
Hashtag not all men. Hashtag feminism. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
We want a Porky Pig.
Equal opportunity. Well, no, what I was going to say. So, yeah, on one hand, you've got a bunch of drama from Stagecoach and Blake flying out. And then on the other end, you've got all this stuff going on Twitter that they're talking about. Like, very not much of the drama is happening on the actual show anymore, or like Clay and Angela, like there's just all this
right.
stuff that's going on off camera that like I want to watch drama unfold. So in that sense, Jordan is right. Like, we didn't know each other, we all went in fresh,
and
see
Cam
what happens.
To his credit, was like, I thought it was gonna be like one big blind date, and then I come in to find that you've all been hanging out. And then it's like, oh, Cam, you were just bitter that nobody came
yeah.
to this birthday party. Also, fuck you, Cam, because apparently he's buddies with James Taylor.
Ugh. Oh, right. They did a show together. The worst.
Hard pass on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no thank you. Well, and Cam, it is like a blind date in that people quickly send you home.
Yeah.
So it's just like your blind date experiences.
It is like a blind date in that Caitlin had to take a mysterious phone call when you were reading your journal entries to her. And then she was like, oh, man.
Oh, there's been a car
crash. There was an emergency. My grandmother, she's really sick. And my apartment flooded back home.
Do you at least want to take your leftovers? Nope.
No, I
don't.
I really feel like I should just go.
Yeah, I just got to get out of here. Yeah, Caitlin basically chews her arm off to get out of that conversation.
All right, Connor and Whitney are still seeing each other.
Yeah.
Being super vanilla together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I think really to me the only, so a couple of shockers, Nicole and Clay were in the hot seat, but that got cut.
They cut that to show us Carly and Evan's baby.
Bull
or whatever.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, come on.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we don't have time for 8 minutes of wrapping up this drama, but here's Jade and Tanner.
Yeah.
And here's a montage of what you already saw this season.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's 3 hours of show and we don't have time for this? Come on, Harrison.
Tayshia and JPJ are together because
yeah.
Tayshia tracked him down in Maryland. Who would guess that JPJ is from Maryland?
I wouldn't have. And also, his town motto was something like, the town that fooled the British. So, yeah, I would not have. But she showed up at his house. JPJ was super stoked, brah.
Shaka, brah.
And, yeah, their girlfriend and boyfriend.
He's so cute.
He, I did like his little
I'm
move.
I'm so cute when I'm not being a psychopath killer.
Yeah. Well, it was cute when he got down on his knee and did the little Shakespeare thing. I thought that was cute.
Was it cute?
It was okay.
I feel like he's trying to be Zach Morris. But he's failing.
And he actually froze time during that segment and talked to us as an audience.
Time out. Yeah. Derek thinks I'm going to lose Tayshia to this guy.
He also took pictures of all the girls in swimsuits without their consent and sold them in a calendar.
He made a calendar. Girls of the Bachelor.
For his personal profit.
Girls of Paradise. Yeah.
Zach Morris would not make it in today's climate. Yeah. Zach Morris he would have been Me Too'd a long time ago.
Not survive cancel culture.
Yeah.
I think the only other big thing is Blake and Kaylin.
Blake and Kaylin, you want to do that?
I mean, I haven't changed my stance on it. Yeah. And let me preface it by saying this. I do think that Blake is a jerk.
Yeah.
He seems to be a moron. He can't admit when he's wrong. He just seems to be this kind of like imbecile dude.
Yeah. Yep.
However,
on the other hand,
in this situation, so Blake and Kaylin kind of get into it because Kaylin says that she felt like Blake was slut shaming her by releasing those texts. And I think that Kaylin is wrong. Like, she got on national television and she was spreading lies about Blake that he could easily refute by releasing these text messages. And she was like, you knew that I would be slut-shamed by everyone in America. So first of all, I don't think that Blake should have told her that he was about to do it. He should have just done it. And if he wanted to take him down an hour later, he still could have. But I feel like where she's getting it wrong is like people in America, all across the nation, they weren't sending her vitriol and hate because they were angry that she had had sex. It was because she was lying about it.
Right.
And
that
she
appears
was making
to be the
him
case.
Out
yeah.
to be this like huge lying player, and she was just flat out lying. Like, she was.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I privately apologized to you for that. Well, big fucking deal, but that doesn't mean that you didn't make him look like a complete jerk in front of all of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, well, and I think the problem is he is a big lying player, but she lied about a very particular thing. Like, she didn't have to do that.
No.
You know, like, that I think was the problem, too.
She didn't have to do any of it.
Yeah.
And I tell you what it was, and this is where, like, Hannah B. probably is just, like, you know, loving that I do feel like Kaylin is finally being exposed as, she seems, like, super manipulative. But she clearly was just pissed that Blake came down and wasn't paying attention to her. And so then she started spinning this, like, tall tale about, I mean, I think,
well, just, like, putting it in the worst possible light, and I think...
Not even putting it in the worst possible light. Like, based on what they said went down either via text or conversation before they got down there, it sounds like they were all good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake came down and what? Like, didn't give her enough attention in that first like 5 hours on the beach, which of course he wouldn't. He's trying to meet other people. Like, y'all have established that you're both going to move on and move in different directions. And she's just spinning this like complicated tale of lies.
Of betrayal.
It was a
web of lies. Deceit. Things like an onion. The more you peel it, the more it starts to stink. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. Yeah, in general, I agree, though I have to add the extra caveat that I don't really care.
Okay.
No, it's not. I mean, like,
I care because I feel like this is the type of stuff that gives women a bad name.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because I feel like you can't, it's like, it's a little bit like Hannah trotting out that term that she was mean-girled by Tayshia. that term means something. Right. And it's not somebody calling you on your shit.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't mean-girled. Tayshia called you out for your bullshit in a way that was appropriate and respectful. That doesn't mean that she mean-girled you in the same way. Like, just because people were getting angry at you on Twitter and it had something to do with a relationship, it doesn't mean that you were being slut-shamed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she plays that card in order to evoke sympathy from the viewer and from, like, everybody in the audience. And she's crying and looking all, you know, like a sad little Furby. But I'm not buying it.
Yeah, well, and I noted that on Twitter, everybody seemed to be on Blake's side.
Yeah.
But in the audience, when they were there, they all seemed to be like, man, Blake, you shouldn't have done that, man. But real, like, half-heartedly. So, yeah, again, like,
when I, like, on the one hand, when they're like, Blake, just say you're sorry, and he wouldn't do it, I do get, just apologize for releasing the text messages and move on. But he's not sorry. And mm-hmm. I don't think that he has to apologize to her. What, just because she's a girl? No. Like, he doesn't have to apologize if he doesn't want to. And he clearly doesn't think that he was in the wrong. And I don't either.
Yeah. No, I concur. I don't have anything good to add.
Kaylin, you's a bitch. And I hope that Dean takes you to his dirty van and forces you to eat ramen in that van. And I don't know.
You've gotten the life that you deserve for the next 2 weeks. And then you're probably going to be out of there. All right. So, and then Katie and Chris... This is a super sad thing. This is, you know, it's not as sad as John and Kate's divorce, but
it was hard to watch.
Yeah, it was hard to watch.
Katie and Chris, I mean, basically are not doing well.
Right, they're not doing well, and it sounds like they don't need to be together. Like, it doesn't sound like...
It sounds like they are headed for a breakup, right. And they're both kind of dragging their feet, and... I could see them being one of those couples that maybe, you know, maybe they didn't need to get engaged. I do think that Chris really likes her, and I think that she likes him, but maybe it's a little too much pressure to have an engagement
on national
3 weeks
TV.
A relationship. Yep. Maybe they'd be just fine. I mean, we struggled in our first year or so of dating.
As we detailed just a moment ago.
Yeah, like, I mean, I respect them coming on the show and being honest about it. And, like, we're still married. You know, I do think there's some truth to the statement of, like, it shouldn't be hard. But on the other hand, it is going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, one, it sounded like... that Katie doesn't feel like she's getting what she needs from Chris, and that it seemed like Chris didn't fully understand what that was. And that's a relationship. Again, like,
they seem to have two very different personalities. Yeah.
Well, but like the Demi and Christian thing, like, that's a real relationship problem.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, a lot of couples have that problem. And it's, again, it might just be that there's so much attention and you're under a microscope and you got engaged and maybe things would be fine. Either
Chris,
they'll work out or in a different scenario.
Pissed in the, like, after shots where he stormed off.
Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, it certainly didn't help to have that heartfelt, really heavy conversation on national TV either. That probably didn't help them. So, yeah, she wasn't wearing her engagement ring when she came out.
But then she put it back.
Then she put it back on.
Yeah, she put it back on.
Because what? Polly comes out to deliver
and everybody's like, hey, Polly!
It's Polly!
It's the end of my notes.
Yeah, I've just got Peter is the new bachelor. Boo. Harrison says, you're different from any bachelor we've ever had because you live close to Bachelor Mansion. That's why. Ugh. So, yeah, I guess, well, gang... we're going to miss all of you. We can't wait until January to talk to you again.
If y'all send us questions,
send us your question.
We'll do a couple of special episodes.
We can't wait until January for you to hear our voices again. But we love the emails and tweets, so keep at it.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, and we will hopefully talk to you soon. So until then.
Good night and good luck.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
Every action has its equal opposite reaction. Thanks to Hamilton, our cabinet's fractured into factions. Try not to crack under the stress, we're breaking down like fractions. We smack each other in the press and we don't print retractions. I get no satisfaction witnessing his fits of passion, the way he primps and preens and dresses like the pits of fashion. Our poorest citizens, our farmers, live ration to ration as Wall Street robs them blind in search of chips to cash in. This prick is asking for someone to bring him to task. Somebody give me some dirt on his vacuous mask so we can at last unmask him. I'll pull the trigger on him. Someone load the gun and cock it. While we were all watching, he got Washington in his pocket.
It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side. Look back at the Bill of Rights,
which I wrote,
the ink hasn't dried. It must be nice, it must be nice to have Washington on your side.
So he's doubled the size of the government. Wasn't the trouble with much of our previous government size?
Look in his eyes,
see how he lies.
Follow the scent of his enterprise.
Centralizing national credit and making American credit competitive.
If we don't stop it, we aid and abet it.
I have to resign.
Somebody has to stand up for the South.
But somebody has to stand up to his mouth.
If there's a fire you're trying to douse, you can't put it out from inside the house. I'm in the cabinet. I am complicit in watching him grabbing at power and kissing him. Washington isn't gonna listen to...
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.